Oh, we're 2 minutes late again. See, I'm right on schedule. 2 minutes late with every sports pass today.
You know, Dean, you're having an awful lot of trouble with this audition.
I don't know, some people set their clocks. Introduce him. Hurry up now. Scott Gray with
there's
sports.
There's a doctor in Newfoundland who thinks he overslept Arnold. Abby was 3 years old. I had just finished hosting a WTIC Walt Disney promotion at the Hotel Sheraton downtown, and Laurel and I brought Abby to the WTIC studios on the 19th floor of the Gold Building in downtown Hartford to meet Bob Steele for the first time. She, like everyone else born and raised in southern New England during the heart of the 20th century, knew Bob Steele personally, because in Abby's conscious life, as in mine and Laurel's and yours, Bob Steele had been a constant presence. Of course, even at age three, Abby knew Bob in a slightly different way than most of his faithful listeners. He was the guy who worked on Daddy's radio show every morning. It left us all somewhat surprised that Abby, who had just met her biggest hero of all, Mickey Mouse, moments before and had no trouble playing with him on stage in front of a crowd of people carrying on a running conversation with him the entire time, suddenly was in awe. I myself fully understood the feeling of coming face to face with the legendary Bob Steele for the first time. The intimidation of the moment, I assure you, was always self-imposed. Never was such a legendary figure so genuine, so warm, and easy to be with. He almost effortlessly put people at ease, even on the first meeting. Yet here was Abby, suddenly in awe, suddenly speechless. Bob sat her behind a microphone, but every effort to introduce her to his audience went for naught, as she just couldn't bring herself to speak. The humor and irony wasn't lost on Bob, that she hasn't stopped talking since. And to this day, she remembers her first meeting with Bob Steele. It's not something you forget. A giant of a man, life-size and real. Real because he never put himself above others. Anyone who ever walked through the door at WTIC learned something from Bob. He treated everyone with respect, and he felt a personal obligation to impart his knowledge on those who chose the same profession after him. To Bob, young talent just starting in the business deserved the same from him as a seasoned veteran. He was unique among people of his stature.